It's Natasha Renault with you on BFBS, the Forces Station, and joining us is Tyler Perry to talk about his new film, The 6888. For those who haven't come across the film yet, can you tell us what it's all about?
The 6888 is about the 6888 Postal Battalion. It was 855 women of color who served in World War II during, after the Battle of the Bulge. They were here in Europe, and they did this remarkable task, and was such a profound moment in this history of the war. So it's about their story, and it's a little known story that no one has really told. So I'm really honored to have had this opportunity and moment to tell it.
You not only directed the film, but you wrote it as well. So what made you want to tell the story?
Ambassador Nicole Avant actually sent me a sizzle reel and of the story, and I thought, this cannot be a true story. These women are, this could not have happened. I mean, there could not have been 855 black women in World War II, and I not know it. And I was surprised to find out how many people did not know it and know their story. So after seeing it, I thought, I've got to tell the story, because the more research I did, the more I found out about them, the more I realized this is a story that needed to be celebrated and to be told.
And the story is based on real life events. And I have to say, you know, having watched the film, it's really disappointing to see how much of a struggle it was for black women to be taken seriously by the US Army. But you actually met some of the real women who served in the 6888. So what was that like?
I met two of them, Romay Davis, who was in Montgomery, Alabama, which was a state over from where I lived. But the one who really inspired a spark in me was Lena Derricka King. She was in Las Vegas. She was 99 years old at the time. And when I found out there were surviving members, I wanted to meet them all. So I flew down to meet her. And as I was, you know, not knowing what to expect, her being 99 years old, she comes down in the stairs in full makeup, looking amazing. Her recall was incredible. And she started telling me the story about Abram and how their relationship was formed and how it led her into the Army. And I thought, this is the way in. This is the way to tell the story.
That was a thing, you know, her story, as we follow her through the film, it's so heartbreaking. It's moving. You really feel for the character, how you've put that together.
Oh, thank you very much. And I tell you, I felt for her when she was telling me, to see her recall these moments and the emotion come back to her after all these years was really mind-blowing. I mean, she put me right back in the moment when she talked about Abram. And also just her memory of everything. She could describe the taste and smells and what she felt. And she really was very instrumental in vividly putting me into the moment.
And really sadly, Lena passed away recently, but you actually managed to show her the film before. So what did she think of it when she saw it?
Yeah, I had a tremendous sense of urgency to get the film done so that she could see it. So I flew to Las Vegas with the cut of the film and played it for her. She was on hospice at home, but she was still very, very there in her over her right mind. I mean, when I walked in, she said, "Oh, Miss Perry's here, please give me some lipstick." I mean, she was really, you know, that kind of lady. But when she saw it, she was incredibly moved. She cried, she saluted the screen, she championed it, she applauded, and she said to me, "I just want to thank you for letting the world know that black women contributed." And it was really a moving moment. I'm glad I got it all on film.
I just can't believe, you know, when we're watching the film, that there was no faith in them at all to get this mission completed. And, you know, it was actually Lena, we see in the film, who came up with a way of completing this task to find out where to find the soldiers.
Yeah. I took some liberty with her being the person that found them, because it was actually several of the women that found them. But in the vein of storytelling, it was her that found that. But yeah, they were really instrumental in using all of the things that they had learned in their civilian lives to help them be able to find these soldiers and get that mail delivered. And it was really, really powerful to see them be able to pull it all off.
You know, as you mentioned, you met with Lena, and that was amazing because you were able to hear her story. But another character I just want to touch on is Major Charity Adams. She seemed like such an inspirational person. So how did you learn about her?
In my research, if you talk to both, when I talked to both women, the first person they talked about was Charity Adams. But in my research, I found out that she was 26 years old commanding those women. And I was just completely floored that at 26, she could take such charge and lead with such diligence and command. I was really impressed with her. And I thought, there's only one place to play this role, one person to play this role, and that's Kerry Washington.
She was definitely a great casting that you chose there. Now, the 6888, they were the first and only Women's Army Corps unit of colour to be stationed in Europe during the Second World War. What are you hoping the audience are going to take away from the film?
I think that if you look at what these women faced and how they faced it and the dignity and class and grace that they went through it, I'm hoping that whoever will see it, if you're moving through something, if you're trying to work your way through a tough situation, that these women could be inspiration for you. And hope for you. And I just hope people are inspired by it, truly.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on BFBS, The Forces Station.
BFBS, The Forces Station.